Okay, it's after Chatzos, so we can learn a little on the chairs, learn a little Chassidus. It's a little hard to learn Chassidus on Eich HaNaik. When you learn Chassidus, you get a little Chizuk. And I feel like the night of Tisha B'Av is not too much Chizuk. It's just, it's a different type of Chizuk. So, here we go. Kedushas Levi brings down the Pasuk, HaShivinu HaShem Lech V'Nashuva Chare Shemin HaKedem. So he says that there's, when someone divorces their wife, someone divorced his wife because he saw that unfortunately this person cheated. And then I can't live with this person anymore. And there are those who divorce their wife, not because that their wives cheated on them, or because the vice versa. It's because why? They don't find grace in their eyes. Something's missing. There's no action there. Something's just missing. Like, I know people like this. Married 30 years. Nothing, no one did anything wrong to them, but there's no chen there. So he says, what's the difference? What's the difference between the two? Someone who divorces their wife because of something that there was a miss, there wasn't a full loyalty there, and there was someone that cheated. Or versus someone that there's no more chen anymore, there's no more grace. What's another word for grace? Chen.
No, splendid.
There's no feeling there. What's the difference? Shemigarash is the machma, shematza b'erevas davar. When a person finds out that chas v'shalom, the other side cheated, azay asur lachzira b'likachosa, it's asur to take them back. Pasha asur. Can't take them back. I'm not talking about halachim, I'm just talking about shkafically. It's to be with someone who was with someone that's not, it's forbidden. But if someone divorces their wife because they don't find favor in them anymore, right? It could be just right now they don't find favor in their eyes. Favor, that's the word I was looking for. Right now they don't find favor in their eyes, but maybe in a few days, maybe in a few, you know, sometimes they call it to separate a little bit, right? Before someone gets divorced, chas v'shalom, it's separate. Going to be able to try to draw them back, maybe to rekindle something. So this is what the Navi was talking about. We should return. Hashem, you should return, and we'll return. What does that mean? Don't think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we were divorced from you because we cheated on you, or you cheated on us, Chas v'Shalom. Or we, not you cheated, but we cheated on you. Don't say that, right? The pasuk that says that we were disgusting in your eyes. No. We want to have the second type of separation. What was the second type of separation? That we didn't find favor in your eyes. Because at the end of the day, they're bonus shalom. We might have went off the derech a little, but we want to come back to you. Says the Kiddush Levi, and then it's fully mutter for the Jewish people to come back. Kiddush Levi says there's two types of people who get divorced. One because someone cheated, one because they're not finding favor anymore. The cheated, you can't come back to them. Once that act was done, it was finished. Shivinu Hashem Lechem and Hashuva is to show the Rabbanu Shalom, even though we went off our way, we left you for a little bit, it's only because of the second type of divorce. What was the second type of separation? Because we didn't find favor in your eyes. Okay, we messed up this year. We messed up in our personal lives, in our Ben Adon, L'makum, El Mechaveru. But Tisha B'Av now is the time we're coming back to the Rabbanu Shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us a second chance. So if Hashem wants us to give us a second chance, it means we also have to give other people second chances. Just to say two stories. You know, I'm not sure if you guys are following the news. Yesterday was a very big day in Chicago Cubs history. Why was it a big day? I'm like talking about sports with my phone on, but this is for Torah. There's a guy named Steve Barden. Steve Barden, 2003. I don't know, how old were you guys in 2003? Six. So you probably don't remember this, but the Cubs were in the National League Championship Series, and it was a Game 7, I believe. It was at home. Maybe it was game six. It was against the Marlins. Yeah, the guy reached over. What happened was this guy famously, glasses, headphones, he famously reached over, and Moises Alou, the guy used to do ashayotzos on his hands before he went to bat, make sure the bat would have a closer thing, it's brought down. He dropped, whatever, he put his hand down Moises Alou's glove, and he took the base to basically the foul ball. What happened was that inning, the Marlins came back and beat the Cubs. And for 14 years, right, 2003, 2017, for 14 years, or 13 years until they won the World Series. For 13 years, the Cub Nation, literally, this guy was like a malik in the Cub Nation, literally. until, like, you say his name, the guy had to leave his work. I think he moved out of Chicago. Leave. Because he's mamish getting bombarded. People hated hatred, this and that. Until yesterday. What was yesterday? Yesterday, the Chicago Cubs presented him a 2016 World Series ring. And they gave him a nechama. And they mamish were so sorry. They said, well, he apologized. They, and literally, the owner, like, for this has been arranging this for, like, months. They've been meeting with them to be able to try to be able to try to put this page behind them. And Steve Barton came out with a statement saying, you know, we have so much hakaras hatov to the Chicago Cubs organization. You know, please keep our privacy and this and that. At the end of the day, we wanted the Baruch Hashem to give us second chances, but we also give other people second chances too. And he said that he said at the end of the day, this ring symbolizes something we cherish this very, very much. But you could just imagine, for 14 years, he's living with this, I don't know, infamy, right? He's living with this pain that literally every Chicago Cub fan hated him, to be honest with you. I don't know how one foul ball, the guy, okay, who would have said that the next batter wasn't going to hit a home run after? So the Mamash blamed him for everything. And the day, if we could forgive each other, then Kadosh Baruch Hu could forgive us as well. Just to say one last story, I wanted to say this earlier by the Holocaust, you know, but we were short on time. I live in Boca Raton, Baruch Hashem, or Plivich Adavin in a shul of Rabbi Rebitzin from Goldberg, Shlita. I'm sure you guys have listened to him on YU Torah, he's amazing. So it's brought down one of Rabbi Pesach Krohn's books. Rabbi Wexler showed it to me, that it was visiting day in one of the camps up here, when his wife was growing up. I'm not sure if it was Marshall, it was another camp, whatever it was. What happened was, she was walking with her father, and she was walking with her grandfather, just like we did 3 weeks ago. And she remembers, she said that she saw her grandfather pass by another family. There was another grandfather there. And she saw her grandfather nod to the other grandfather. So she turns to her grandfather. You guys know the story. She turns to her grandfather and she says, "Lady, you know him?" "Yeah, I knew him from back in the day." "So how'd you know him?" "It's like we were chavrusas." "You were chavrusas? When was the last time you saw him?" "I saw him 50 years ago." "50 years ago?" "So 50 years ago, all you do is nod?" "It's like, yeah, we were best friends." "You were chavrusas, you were best friends, so you have to tell me, why are you just nodding to him?" So he said an amazing thing. He said to her and to her father, it was the first time that her father ever heard this story, on visiting day, 50 years later after the war. She said, "You know, me and him, we grew up in Romania, we were best friends, we were chavrusas. And everyone wanted to get out. It was very hard to be able to get out. At a certain time in the Holocaust, the Nazis came, you weren't able to get out. So what happened was, is that, Baruch Hashem, we got papers to be able to get out. And I told my best friend, you know, tomorrow morning we're leaving. And I told him everything. I told him what the papers were and everything. And that morning I went to shul. And I came back, and I was ready to go with my family. I was looking through everything. I couldn't find my papers. I asked my sister, who didn't go to shul, did anyone come in the room? She said, "Yeah, your friend here. You know, your friend came to the house. He's always in the house. I let him in. What happened was, he said, my friend took the papers, and he took the papers to get out of Romania for his own family. And Abitzin Goldberg, Yocheved at the time, she turned to her father, her grandfather, and she said, what happened to your family? He said, my family was killed. So he got his family out. My family was brought to Auschwitz. So then she turns to grandfather with a tear in her eye, and she says, how did you even nod to this person? This person killed your family 50 years ago. How did you even nod to him? So you know what he said? He said, it wasn't really his fault. It was really my fault. Because I gave him nisayon. I gave him a test that he wasn't able to handle. At the end of the day, I gave him a test that he wasn't able to be able to pass. When I told him where the papers were, it wasn't just his fault. It was really my fault too. But I've come to forgive him already. I've come to forgive him. So at the end of the day, if this Jew can forgive someone who literally took the papers, took his parents, family, their lives for 50 years ago, and he can nod to them on visiting day, and if the Chicago Cub family and Steve Barton can forgive him, to be honest with you, Steve Barton should forgive the Cubs for helping, you know, for putting him through so much torture the past 14 years. Then if we forgive each other, go out of our way to be able to make sure to go a little bit more, forgive each other, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu forgive us. As the Kedushas Leva says, there are two types of people who separate. Someone who separates because of a machmas erva, because something that there was a lack of faith there between each other, or as we said, the Kedushas of the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, we separated by you because we didn't have chen, we strayed a little bit, we didn't do anything that crazy, we strayed a little bit, we want to come back to you, the Baruch Hashem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. The more we forgive each other, also the more we forgive ourselves, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us as well. And we'll be zochah be'ez Hashem have a true Shabbos Nachamu, not Nachamu here in the middle of Pennsylvania, but a Nachamu Bez Hashem, Nachamu Ami, and Eretz Yisrael 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 Y